Hi, everybody. This is Jimmy Young with news that you need to know. A new book on the subject of a great awakening that is coming is a bait-and-switch type of book. That's the headline. David James, Bible in Hand, comes to explain this headline.
It's time now for Prophecy Today, a look at current events in light of biblical prophecy. Now with the latest news update, here's Jimmy DeYoung.
David, let's get to the book, The Great Awakening is Coming. What does it have to say about a future Great Awakening or a revival?
I would say that I was somewhat surprised by the book overall. It wasn't what I expected. The ads on Fox News give the impression the book would deal what's in store for America. But after reading the book, that really all feels like marketing hype and is sort of a bait and switch. Evans opens his book by saying, God has given me a word that has shaken me to my knees. I picked up an old Bible and a handwritten note fell out. It was from a meeting I had with Dr. David Wilkerson. Wilkerson apparently told Evans the following, I see a plague coming on the world and the bars and the churches and the government will shut down. The plague will hit New York City and shake it like it has never been shaken. The plague is going to force prayerless believers into radical prayer and into their Bibles, and repentance will be the cry from the man of God in the pulpit, and out of it will come a third great awakening that will sweep America and the world.
What can we expect in a global great awakening? In other words, is that in the scriptures?
Well, the Bible doesn't necessarily discuss everything that will happen in history between the first and second comings of Christ, but it does tell us what things will be like as we move deeper into the last days leading up to the rapture in Daniel's 70th week. For example, in 1 Timothy 4, Paul said, now the Spirit expressly says that in latter times some will depart from the faith, giving heed to deceiving spirits and doctrines and of demons. The general global trend will likely be more toward conflict and apostasy than toward revival, and we must continue to prepare people for the rapture and warn them of the judgment that's going to be coming afterward.
David James, with his Bible in his hand, comes with his review of a book now on bookshelves entitled A Great Awakening is Coming. We report this information because it is setting the stage for Bible prophecy to be fulfilled. If you have a moment, think about this with me. David James warned us that the new book by Mike Evans uses the bait-and-switch method to get people to purchase this book. As David mentioned in his review, there is no scripture to back up the fact of a great awakening coming to America and, in fact, the entire world. The Apostle Paul warns us in 1 and 2 Timothy, where he reveals the opposite is true. The church is headed towards doctrine of demons, 1 Timothy 4:1, and denying the power of godliness, 2 Timothy chapter 3, verses 1 to 5. False teachers in the last days will pervert the truth of God's word. This is in the future, according to Jesus, Matthew chapter 24, verses 4, 5, 11, and 24. And that is my prophetic perspective on the news today.
Remember, if you want more of the latest news out of the Middle East, go to our website at prophecytoday.com. There you will also find information for a better understanding of biblical prophecy as it relates to our world today. Our toll-free phone number is 8-PROPHECY-8. This is Jay Johnson inviting you to join us every Monday through Friday for Prophecy Today. Remember, the Lord Jesus is coming, and it could be today. So let's keep looking up until...